起きているための何か。
Something to stay awake for. Eiko Tanaka sits on her porch sipping her tea. The wind is low, and it gently ruffles the shrubs and the hanging golden ash trees that line the boundaries of her little property. So little it seems, barely much room for anyone. Yet hers is a seemingly ample garden on a street so squashed and encroached by looming tower blocks. She is proud of her garden, knowing it blooms brightly in the gray field of the city. She is waiting patiently, as she does most days. She is waiting for her granddaughter to visit after school is finished. She comes by every day. She comes to help her. Eiko doesn't need help in the usual sense, she has gotten around perfectly fine for years. She adapted well after the incident, but people worry. They care and worry, as her Nanako tells her. Her granddaughter, only 14, yet knowing the many twisted ways of the world. And she is right, there is care mixed with the worry, she can tell. As her own bones are getting more tired and her body is struggling, simple things are not always so simple. Being blind now is only half the battle. The people who visit her always note on her living by herself, always quick to propose some horrendous situation where she'll meet her end. All because she can no longer see. It hadn't always been that way, of course. She had lived for years alone in that little house with no problem. Just her and her dog Aio. Then it happened, and though she wished she could erase the memory of that terrible day, she had gotten through the worst of it. The insomnia came later, wreaking such havoc over her little life, disturbing her soul. Nanako had been a blessing. Eiko hadn't wanted any fuss herself, but her granddaughter had done what she could to help her. Eventually she confided in her that she could no longer sleep, she spared her what she saw in her mind when she tried to calm it and be still. So Nanako had started a blog for her, telling her story to the world, hoping to get some advice and see if anyone else was going through anything similar. She wanted to help her grandmother, she wanted her to be happy after the trauma. What happened next surprised both of them. Along with similar stories and messages of support, people had responded to Eiko's problematic sleeping and began to send in short stories for her, something to entertain her through the vast sea of struggle. The first had come with instructions for Nanako to read out the story to Eiko, seeing as she had lost her sight and was there to help her. This led to Nanako recording her stories for her grandmother to play back time and again, as she never bored of listening to tales. More people began to send them in, each one fanciful or romantic, scary, or thrilling. They would both have fun as Nanako would act out the story, and she would also post them on the blog for others to enjoy also. It brought them closer and brought an extra bit of light into Eiko's darkened world.